Three more runners on the road to the White House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, former Vice President Mike Pence, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, and Chris Christie, who also ran in 2016, all planning to join the Republican presidential race. Nikki Haley's been in it since February.
I think we've got a country to save, and people realize that. And what we know is we have to have a new generational leader.
The former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. just told Fox they cannot turn back to the GOP frontrunner, former President Trump.
We should want to win the majority of Americans. And in order to do that, we've got to go in a different direction.
NTSB investigators go to the site of a plane crash in Virginia where no survivors were found. After that, Cessna caused a big stir yesterday, turning around on a flight from Tennessee to New York, then violating Washington airspace, prompting the military to scramble fighter jets, causing that sonic boom that shook D.C. residents who were wondering what's going on.
GOP mega donor John Rumpel tells the New York Times that his daughter, two-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were the four killed in the plane that crashed in Southwest Virginia. The pilot of the small plane was unresponsive despite the use of flares and other means to contact him before the crash.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Investigators in India are probing a possible signaling failure in Friday's train crash that killed 275 people.
Devastated relatives are identifying their loved ones. I've told my father, says Uday Kumar, whose brother was killed. My mother's heart is too weak. What we know about the disaster is that a passenger train hit a stationary freight train, jumped the tracks, and collided with another passenger train heading in the opposite direction.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. One of the strictest gun laws in America goes on trial this week. It's in Oregon, approved by voters, but blocked by lawsuits that claim it violates the Constitution, limiting gun ammunition capacity, and requiring gun buyers in Oregon to get a permit first and undergo training. America's listening to Fox News.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Ukraine is readying a counteroffensive in areas Russia's taken over during the invasion. And Congressman Mike Turner, the Republican who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, tells ABC's This Week.
The upcoming offensive, they're ready for, they're trained for, they're equipped for, and Russia is not.
Though Russia claims it is fending off Ukrainian attacks for a second day, also claiming to have killed 250 Ukrainian troops, which Ukraine calls misinformation. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in India and says the U.S. is working to keep track of all the weapons, ammo, and military aid that the U.S. has given Ukraine.
I think the Ukrainians have been, by and large, really transparent in allowing us to access those areas we need to access and look at what we need to look at.
At the White House,
Ukraine will top the agenda in meetings President Biden hosts this week with two NATO leaders. Today, he sits with Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen. Denmark is a purchaser of American-made F-16s and could be among the NATO nations to send the fighter jets to Ukraine. Thursday, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will meet with President Biden as part of a two-day trip to Washington. In addition to Ukrainian military aid, the Prime Minister and President are also expected to talk about the U.S.-UK economic relationship as the two nations consider reviving a stalled trade agreement. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly ahead of this week's trading that starts in less than a half hour. Oil prices rising nearly $2 a barrel after Saudi Arabia announced a new production cut starting next month. It's all tied up in the NBA Finals.
Open three, Gabe Vincent knocks it down. Gabe Vincent is fourth three-pointer. And Miami, their first lead since early in the second quarter.
Vincent led the Heat's rally in the fourth, coming back to beat the Nuggets in Denver, 111-108 on ABC, to tie that series at 1-1. Game three will be Wednesday in Miami. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:05 News Radio 92.3 right now, 75 degrees. It is partly cloudy here in Pensacola. Starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. That accident on Barrancas on Bayou Chico looks like it has been cleared. It was backed up eastbound all the way, but it looks like that has been moved off to the side. Now, it does look a little... It's normal. Don't watch for your usual slowdowns, but 98 seems just fine. Not showing any problems on 90 either. I-10, I-110. Also, traffic flowing smoothly in both directions. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Family members remembering a local man that died on Friday after a swimming accident at Langdon Beach near Fort Pickens. And family members say that they remember 53-year-old Mike Emhoff as a kind and a compassionate person.
He always listened to people's stories. He took in a lot of people's problems, and he was always there to lend an ear.
And that is Mike's brother, Pat Emhoff, in McGuire's Irish Pub, also remembering Emhoff over the weekend with an empty bar stool and a placeholder. He was nicknamed the Mayor of Pensacola Pubs. Family members say he suffered from rheumatoid arthritis and likely fell while he was swimming and wasn't able to get back up. The plane that caused a big scare over Washington, D.C. has ties to Brevard County. The Cessna 560 Citation V that violated U.S. airspace over the Capitol yesterday was registered to Melbourne's Encore Motors military jets sent to intercept the plane when the pilot didn't respond. The plane wound up crashing in Virginia. Barbara and John Rumpel own the plane. Florida Today reporting Barbara wrote online that her daughter and granddaughter were on the plane. John Rumpel also says the nanny was on that plane as well. SpaceX launching a fleet of new Starlink satellites into orbit yesterday. More from Trey Thomas.
3, 2, 1, ignition. Full power and liftoff.
A Falcon 9 rocket carrying nearly two dozen V2 mini satellites lifted off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station just after 8 a.m. Sunday. SpaceX says their latest batch of satellites are smaller with four times the capacity of previous models. I'm Trey Thomas.
And SpaceX also planning another launch later on this morning with a Dragon capsule full of supplies that's going to be heading to the International Space Station. 8:07, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
A beautiful, warm, and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 85 degrees. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Tuesday, 20% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 86. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 75 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Your next news at 8:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's and Angelina's Cooking Class, Father's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, Juneteenth, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I had a nighttime routine for my frequent heartburn. I would drink milk, I would sleep upright with more pillows, but that painful burning stayed. So I made Prilosec OTC part of my morning routine. With just one pill each morning, Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid production, blocking heartburn day and night. Now I have a new nighttime routine. I call it sleeping.
One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, it's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Eddie Ruiz oversees all 65 Florida schools under Charter Schools USA. It's clear with Warrington Middle, the incoming company has their work cut out for them.
This is the conditions that it is right now.
Yes.
And it is unacceptable. This is a typical restroom. Just watch where you step.
And don't touch the walls.
So watch where you step and don't touch the walls. It's funny because you don't have to go to school there every day. But man, that's Tanner Stewart from WAR doing an interview with Dr. Eddie Ruiz with Charter Schools USA. Of course, they're taking over the Warrington campus and they're going to be revitalizing that. And, you know, how bad are things at Warrington right now?
A moldy smell.
Yeah.
Of all the schools you've toured, you've had to make over, where would you rank this?
In Florida, it is the number one school that we have to put in a lot of work for.
Wow. Why accept this school? I mean, why take it?
Because these kids deserve the best. I mean, we came and walked through this, and I mean, these kids deserve the best, and that's what we need to do. We need to provide these students that we've, you know, being in 65 schools, we've seen what it, you know, good leadership, good systems, good culture, mm-hmm. Have good results in instruction. And we've seen that. We have a process and it's proven.
Yeah. So that's pretty strong of a statement, right? To say this is basically the worst school in Florida that they've had to renovate, the worst condition that they have seen. And because really there's two different components to the issue of taking over Warrington Middle School. You know, issue number one, the one you and I probably think about the most, is it being a D school, being a school that's been in turnaround, which is that it's in, you know, D or F performance levels for the last decade, basically. That's what we tend to think about. But then there's the other slice of it, which is apparently a lot of things at the school were also not done right. You know, repairs, maintenance, cleanliness, even like this is a, you know, when I first saw this, I thought, how could this possibly be the number one thing that the kids complain about? And then I started to think a little bit more. Here, I'll let him answer the question of what are they going to do?
We interviewed over 200 students when we were doing our assessment phase. Mm-hmm. And we asked one question at the end and said, if you had unlimited amount of funds and you were the principal of the school, what would you change? 9 out of 10 times they said, can my chicken be cooked and can we have good food? That's what the answer was. So we know that that's going to be important here.
How bad did it have to be that that would be the number one thing? And look, I appreciate the fact that they went and talked to so many students and asked the customer, you know, hey, what's wrong here? What's wrong here? What's wrong here? They don't cook the chicken. Ugh. Like raw chicken or undercooked or what? I'm like, on the one hand, you think, how can that possibly be the biggest top of mind thing for the kids? On the other hand, you think, oh my God, how bad must the food be that that's the top of mind thing that bothers these kids? And so they're bringing in a different food contractor, so that's good. And, you know, again, it's just, you sometimes, I don't know, you sometimes think about, well, we need to get the parents more engaged. Well, we need to keep the kids fed too, you know, and, you know, you need to have clean bathrooms and you need to have a safe walk to school and you need to make sure the kids are getting sleep and you need to make sure that they're, you know, they're learning in the classroom. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this. You need to have good teachers. And I don't know anything about the particular teachers at Warrington Middle. I assume many of them are fantastic. Okay. Commissioner Kohler's wife teaches there, and I've met her personally. I know she's fantastic. I assume she's a very good teacher. I have no reason to think otherwise. And so the question is, well, what about good teachers? What are they going to do to get good teachers, like for the pay, you know?
I can tell you, we started okay. 47.5, and then based on experience, we'll start $10,000 adder, $12,500, and then $15,000.
Okay.
So a teacher could potentially make 57.5, 60, or 62.
Which is, you know, pretty good for a starting teacher. Although I thought starting salary for, I thought it was almost 50. I thought we had bumped it up almost to 50 under Governor DeSantis. If I'm wrong about that, please let me know. 437-1620. But I also like his attitude that he says, look, this is a big project, right? We know it's a big project. This is a big project and we're not like miracle workers, but we're going to get the community involved. We're going to do our best.
We need good teachers. We need people with good hearts and it's not going to be easy. It is going to be a tough road as we move forward. We're not saying we're going to come and save this school. We need the community as part of this. We need our parents as part of this. This is going to be a monumental task to kind of lift off the ground.
And I think that's right. I think that's a sober assessment of what's going on there. 437-1620. A couple of other thoughts I have about this I'll share with you in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Scott's Outdoors. I'll find it just a second. Looks like the roads are running just fine right now. We're not showing any problems. It looks like I-10, I-110 reporting clear currently. And certainly if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can let us know. This is brought to you by Scott's Outdoors and Jay, who invites you to join Matt Gaetz in his legislative update this Friday at 5:30. You can RSVP at GaetzLegUpdate.eventbrite.com. Certainly if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, we're getting into summer pest season, right? You're going to have the ants, and you move the ants with the little stuff you spray on them, and then they move the ants again. You know, we got the termites, you got mosquitoes, you got, you know, right? We live in a place where there's a lot of stuff. There's, you know, all kinds of things that can sting you, all kinds of things that can bite you. How do you fix that? Well, NSEC, we talk about them a lot as the, you know, the landscape and the grass, right? Well, what comes through the grass? Well, same thing, right? They deal with the bugs too, and they can take care of you. In fact, they've got a fire ant program that takes just one treatment. It bonds with the soil and guarantees you a full year of fire ant protection. That's pretty good. Their mosquito management plan scientifically identifies mosquito species creating the problem and customizes a monthly service visit to effectively reduce mosquito population in your yard. So from inspection to treatment to follow-up with pictures of what they found and what they did and how it worked. And also for NSEC, for a limited time, new annual NSEC pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply, and $25 off a new annual fire ant contract. And the estimates, of course, are always free. ENSEC.net for more information. So back to Warrington Middle School. And one of the other, you know, the conditions at the school, they're going to work on this. But getting better food, they're going to work on that. I'm hoping and assuming that there's going to be kind of a partnership with the county, and they're going to try to work on cleaning up some of the areas where the kids have to walk through to get there. This has become an issue. They're going to work to get parents more involved. That's going to be an uphill battle, I'm sure. Because the problem is my outside diagnosis. And if you know better from the inside, tell me I'm wrong. Feel free. I'd always rather be right tomorrow than, you know, defend myself being right yesterday. But it seems like the students who remain in the Warrington zone are the students that have, like, other parents have opted choice for their students to get them into other schools. This is something that Commissioners Kohler and May talked about at a recent county commission meeting.
Today's kind of a day in history. Today, the last Warrington graduation class is going to happen here in an hour, and then it'll be over. And I kind of called a school kidnapping what happened this week, and then a ransom note from the State Board of Education giving them 48 hours to either comply or they don't get paid. It's the most bizarre thing I've seen. Thank God I'm not on the school board.
And, of course, that graduating class, I mean, there will be a new name, right? I forget the name. They said it on Channel 3, but I don't remember what it was. Anyway, but the issue of the kids who are there now, it's about half the zone remains there. About half of the zone has opted to go to other middle schools because we have choice. But Commissioner May points out that's been terrible for the community. And I think he's right about that.
You're right. It's devastating what's happened to those children at Warrington Middle School. And many of those children live in District 3, but they go to school in your district, and the political ramifications of what's happened to the daily lives of those children, in my opinion, are unacceptable. And you're right. It's not in my lane because I don't serve on the school board. But if we don't have an educated workforce, if we don't have training, then our economic development efforts will go in vain.
Yeah, there's no point in creating jobs on the back end if you don't have students coming out who are qualified for those jobs on the front end, right? That doesn't really do them any good. But also this issue of school choice.
Because of school choice, children can go to school anywhere they want. You can't dictate to them that they have to go to school at Warrington or they have to go to a particular school. And quite frankly, I don't think that the school board gets that information out to the citizens. And in my district, my children for the last 10 years have been going out of school, out of district at an alarming rate, probably at the tune of more than 50%, because they can't get the proper and the adequate education inside the district in which they live. So they have to travel to places that they may never live to go to school, because we've not invested what we should have invested in the educational system. And so for the parents who are listening, you do, and whatever the legislature decides, that's what they decide. You do have a choice to go to school. And I encourage people to exercise their right to go and do what's best for their children.
And of course, the challenge with that is when the percentage is so high of kids who choice out, you now have underutilized schools that are hard to staff, that have, tragically, a lot of the students who remain are the parents, are the students of parents who aren't engaged enough or don't have the resources enough or aren't willing to go through the challenges of choicing them to another school. So these are problems. And, you know, I don't know. Just the more I think about all this, it's just, it's very depressing, you know, to think about the circumstances that some kids attend school in, the circumstances in their homes. I know sometimes it's very easy to think, well, these are terrible parents who aren't doing their job. It could also be that they're parents who are single parents who are working two or three jobs, who are doing their best to, you know, maintain life at home with a little bit of sanity with three or four or five kids, you know, and that's hard to do. And, you know, well, their choices led to that. Well, sometimes, yeah, but sometimes no. But in any case, it's not the child's fault. You know, it's not the child's fault. And you say, why doesn't the parent go to more to the meetings? Well, do they have a car? Are they working that night? Can they get off? Can they afford to take off? I mean, just, I know sometimes when people who lean more liberal politically talk about kind of the structures around problems and the structures around failure, I think sometimes the more individually oriented and personal responsibility oriented conservative folks tend to not hear that very well, which, of course, it's very convenient to believe that, you know, individual circumstances and choices are, and you're responsible for the stuff that happens to you. And there's truth in that. But it's very convenient to believe that when you've been raised by basically decent parents in an intact family in a middle class neighborhood where y'all had access to transportation and sports and tutoring. You know, like it's very convenient to believe the philosophy that reinforces your belief that you're good, you know? And if you're the beneficiary of good circumstances, it's very easy to believe, well, yeah, you know, just make your life what it is and you can, okay. Things are different for other people. That doesn't mean they don't have any responsibility. It doesn't mean they're not, yeah, but there's a kind of oppression that comes from just living in, for example, heat. You know, when it's hot and you don't have AC, that's rough. That's difficult. Or living in a, you know, largely absent parent because single, working many jobs environment, or living in a neighborhood where there's lots of crime or there's lots of filth, or the, you know, these things kind of accumulate to create an environment within which it's very hard for a child who's eight to show up at school and just suddenly be like a National Merit Scholar. You know, it's not that they can't, but it's really hard. And so I think a lot of what Warrington is dealing with is kind of that collection of challenges. 437-1620, 437-1620. By the way, somebody mentioned, I don't know the truth of it, but somebody mentioned that the cooking of the chicken is apparently a problem countywide at a lot of our schools. I was unaware. They say it is. I don't know that they're not right. But if that's a problem, that's a problem, right? 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you are you're needing to get your vehicle service, especially if you've got an import of BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Bobby Likas, you do not have to go to the dealership. You do not have to spend the extra money or the time and the travel in order to get there. You can do it right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas. They take care of those cars all the time. If you got a diesel engine, they work on these cars all the time. You might think they're special, and they are, but not so special you can't take them to Bobby Likas. Their website, carclinicservice.com, because the idea is like a healthcare clinic for your car. They were named a 2021 Carfax top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Find out more at carclinicservice.com or just stop in. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places.
Detectives investigating a mass shooting in Chicago. Authorities say a group was gathered yesterday for a celebration of life event. Apparently an argument broke out. Somebody began shooting. Seven people were taken to the hospital. One person died. And an investigation underway after a dozen migrants from South America were taken to the Catholic Diocese of Sacramento by private plane. Attorney General in California there, Rob Bonta, says that all of them were carrying documents that appeared to be issued by the state of Florida.
It's called their voluntary transportation
program, and they've hired Virtual Systems, the state of Florida has, to identify migrants in Texas, not in Florida, in Texas, and move them to other states.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom says that all the immigrants were originally in Texas. Newsom now working with his State Department of Justice to find out who paid their travel expenses.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 829 here on News Radio 92.3. All right, Candy, I've got a weirdest fact in the world for you to learn that will explain some things. You ready?
Yes.
Guess what mice and rats can't do?
Type?
They can't vomit. They are biologically incapable of vomiting. They cannot throw up, which is good, because if they could, then it'd be like all over the streets in all these big cities, right? But they can't vomit. They're really good at memorizing tastes and smells. So if something gets them sick one time, like they'll never taste it again. You know, sort of like tequila for everything. But here's the problem. The problem is that we use them to test drugs. And because we use them to test drugs, we might find out that something works great, but we won't know whether it induces nausea and vomiting because they can't. So
we'll
take a drug like Rolipram, an antidepressant that worked great 30 years ago in the rats, and then we give it to people and they're puking all over the place, and we can't have that one because, you know, it does that. So when they've now turned, you know, people don't like the idea of testing on dogs and cats because they think of dogs and cats as different than rodents. But there is one rodent that does vomit, the shrew. So apparently the shrew is your new test subject to find out if a new drug is. I know. There's your weird fact for the day.
Thanks.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The top Democrat and Republican on the House Oversight Committee today get a look at an FBI document about an accusation against the Biden family.
House Republicans have been making some big accusations for months about Biden family corruption, and now they're trying to prove it. They got a tip that the FBI got a tip several years ago alleging a conspiracy where Joe Biden would get millions of dollars from a foreign national in exchange for making policy decisions that the foreign national wanted.
Fox's Peter Ducey. The price of oil is up with production cuts announced.
Saudi Arabia says it's cutting its global oil supply by 1 million barrels per day. That starts in July. This comes as other OPEC producers are preparing to meet in Vienna this week to extend earlier production cuts into next year.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Stocks start the day and the week on this Monday morning basically flat. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Some neighbors now reacting to that fatal shooting on Crescent Drive over the weekend.
I am a lifelong resident of this neighborhood. I grew up here. I'm very shocked, as well as hurt. It's very disappointing that not only in this neighborhood, neighboring neighborhoods of the area is experiencing just crime that's totally unnecessary.
That's Akira Peak. She talked with Channel 3 and said she doesn't know what needs to be done, but says something needs to be done. This comes after a shooting at a large party on Saturday. Investigators say a gunman walked in, started shooting. The deceased victim was reportedly the target of the attack. Four other people, though, were injured after being caught in the gunfire. The sheriff's office says all four of those victims are expected to survive. So far, the suspect has not been identified. Milton woman celebrated her 104th birthday over the weekend, Mrs. Marie Campbell. Now, she was born June 4th, 1919. She was a former shipyard worker, helped with war efforts in World War II, and has an adopted son from Germany during that war. Campbell told Channel 3 she's lived so long because of working with herbs to help treat her ailments. Family members remembering a local man that died on Friday after a swimming accident at Langdon Beach. He was known by his friends as the mayor of Pensacola Pubs.
You know, he just had an energy and electricity about him it was uplifting to be in his presence. And it was just really, everybody was a part of his circle.
That's David Burke, and he and other family members remembering 53-year-old Mike Imhoff, who drowned Friday during a swimming accident. And family members say Imhoff suffered from rheumatoid arthritis, likely fell in the water and couldn't get back up. He was also remembered as a kind and compassionate person that loved meeting people and listening to their stories. The plane that caused a scare over D.C. has ties to Brevard County. The Cessna that violated U.S. airspace over the Capitol registered to Melbourne's Encore Motors. Military jets were sent to intercept that plane. When the pilot didn't respond, the plane ended up crashing in Virginia. Barbara and John Rempel own the plane. Florida Today reporting that their daughter and granddaughter were on the plane, as well as a nanny. SpaceX launching a fleet of new Starlink satellites into orbit yesterday. Trey Thomas with more.
3, 2, 1, ignition. Engines full power and liftoff.
A Falcon 9 rocket carrying nearly two dozen V2 mini satellites lifted off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station just after 8 a.m. Sunday. SpaceX says their latest batch of satellites are smaller, with four times the capacity of previous models. I'm Trey Thomas.
And they're also planning another launch later this morning to send supplies to the International Space Station. Big turnout over the weekend for a kickball tournament. The proceeds going towards helping our local homeless population. It's called the Steals and Slides Tournament. They held it at the Brent Athletic Complex to benefit the Honor Her Foundation.
It means a world of difference that Miss Horn would come out and support us. We do have a need. There's a huge homeless population here, and we thank her for coming out because it's needed. It's needed.
And board members for that organization talked with Channel 3 there. The organization helps to feed our local homeless population and also houses 11 homeless female veterans. It is 8:35. News Radio 92.3. Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Accident Mobile in Fairfield this morning. Now, it looks like it has been moved off to the side. I'm not showing a tie-up. Lillian, on the other hand, in both directions, near the water. It looks like it's just very slow moving, and I'm guessing it's one of those trucks that say, hey, now you can go. Now you can go. So they're working on the roads. I believe that's what the slowdown looks like from here. Carrier Drive, Intrepid Court showing a vehicle crash, but not showing a roadblock this morning. So aside from that stretch of Lillian, it should be pretty easy for you to get where you're going. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. A beautiful, warm, and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 85 degrees, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Tuesday, 20% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 86. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 75 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, Bulk Waste Service will be calling for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. This summer, UWF is offering a range of sports camps for local athletes of all ages. Taught by a premier coaching roster of UWF athletics coaches, these camps are essential for any middle school and high school athletes wanting to hone their skills. Join Raymond Brooks and Will Kennedy on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss the upcoming UWF camps and the benefits of attending the camps. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Your money now. The market opening up slightly this morning. The Dow Jones up 531 at 33,768.07. S&P 500 up 801, 42,90.38. The NASDAQ up 26.07 at 13,266.93. The 10-year bond rate up slightly at 3.75% today. And gold prices down at 1,962.10. Silver prices at 23.51 this morning. President Biden has now signed that debt ceiling bill passed by the House and the Senate. The bill suspends the public debt limit through January 1st, 2025, then increases the limit effective January 2nd. It also expands work requirements for certain federal programs and terminates the suspension of the federal student loan payments. The Directors Guild of America says they've now reached a tentative agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers on a new 3-year contract. That deal following a month of negotiations. The DGA's current contract with the AMPTP was set to expire on June 30th. Walt Disney's Pixar Animation Studios eliminating 75 jobs, part of CEO Bob Iger's plan to eliminate a total of 7,000 jobs. The cuts included the two executives behind the movie Lightyear, which was a big box office disappointment for him. While small in number compares to Pixar's staff of 1,200, the layoffs are notable due to Pixar being a major force in generating franchises within Disney. 8:39 at News Radio 92.3, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, Candy, you know how a lot of times I start this segment by saying, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yes.
And usually those are the best. So
true.
We'll see. I'm nervous about this one today because I just don't know. But you know how sometimes you find that you have been doing something a certain way your whole life, and then all of a sudden it seems like that can't possibly be the right way to do this. Okay? Like, you know, you're looking at a word and it starts to look wrong and it looks wrong. Mm-hmm. The longer you look, the wronger it looks, you know?
That like kind of the thing. Word Wednesday?
Yeah, sure. Oh, right. Thanks for that now.
No, okay. I know. Right.
All right, so here's my scenario. You're cooking something on the stove.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you've got a pot, okay, or a pan. It doesn't really matter, but it does need to have a lid. You're cooking, the lid's on. Then you go to take the lid off. What do you do with the lid? And here's what I mean. What I do, and I suddenly feel like this can't possibly be right, 437-1620, I always take the lid and I put it carefully on the counter, like handle side to the counter.
Right.
So I invert the lid on the counter because somehow or other in my brain, that's appropriate. And I'm thinking, that can't be the best way to do this. But that's the way I always do it. And so I'm wondering, do other people do something different? Namely, do you maybe just put it on the counter the same way you would put it on the pot? You know, so handle up and then stuff side down, so to speak. Or do you use a device or do you use a pot holder or what do you do? 437-1620. It's like I said, I realized it the other day. I'm like taking the lid off the pot and putting it on the counter, going through all these physical gyrations to not get burned by the lid.
Sure.
And to put it handle side down on the counter because I don't know. I don't want to hurt the counter. I'm not sure why I do this. And that's when I realized, what are you doing? This is so weird. All right, so.
Well, I'm not going to be able to help you. As we know, right. I don't cook very well. I use my oven for storage as well as my stovetop. And I burned like it. Like caught on fire, one of those little burners right up front. Oh, okay. So I keep a stack of pots there so I don't use that.
To remind you not to use that one?
Yes, okay, but also if I need those pots, they're like right there. And, you know, you're never going to go, oh my God, this should be in house beautiful or whatever at my house. But I stack it on those pots. But I do. I don't know what else to do either. And I've always stacked it just like you.
You invert it?
I do because I don't put it side down because we have cats that are just everywhere. So you know what I mean? So I don't get cat germs or any germs.
So the counters are dirty and you don't want to put that
back into
the food. Back
into the food. That's,
okay. All right.
You know.
Although
if anybody ever comes over and everything reverses, have a clean
up
for you.
For one day, you clean up. So I'm not worried about what's dirty on the counter so much as I feel like I'm maybe protecting the counter from the heat.
Oh, I've got burn marks on my counter, but I don't remember what it came from. It could be the
pot. And we have
I'm
granite
sure it
today. This might be a holdover from the old days, you know, the formica days where you had to be more careful. But I'm asking for the audience opinion.
Where are the nowadays? I have formica.
Okay, fair enough, sure. 437-1620. You know, it's not 1974.
Tell that to my husband.
Okay.
We have a dishwasher.
437-1620. All right, somebody here says, I'm with you, handle down on the counter. Okay, it just seems like such a preposterous way to do things because I'm always half burning myself doing it, and then you got to pick it back up, and that's awkward. And it feels like sometimes it's wanting to like roll around and then slide off the counter if you're not careful about it. Like, that doesn't seem like a good solution. Somebody here says, when I take the lid off, there's always condensation on by the sink. I drain it in the sink and leave it there till I put it back on. That's presuming your sink is free and clear of dishes and or otherwise clean enough to do so. That's a good solution for those of you who live
in my sink for
the
storage.
Utopian kitchen that you have. You what now?
I use it for storage.
Yeah, same here. Handle side down. I don't want to contaminate the lid if it's going back on the... So maybe I'm not so weird, or maybe we're just all weird together. You know how they say, like, great minds think alike, and I always think, well, so do mediocre minds.
That's nice.
Just...
You always make everything worse, but that's a whole other separate show.
People try to tell me
when are you
that
on vacation?
And I'm like, all right. 437-1620. I do the same thing and use it to set my wooden spoon on. Oh, now there's a thinker. Because now you got, of course, my mom always had this spooner device for the back of the kitchen with ceramic that you could put them on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The problem, of course, is once you use it one time, it's just as dirty as the stovetop.
Yeah.
Right, you know, so that's not a solution, but I know. 437-1620, I do it the same way. I invert the lid so it's handle side down. My mom would have a large serving plate and place the lid down as it came off the pot. Okay, but then you're dirtying a plate, which I understand. Same reason you don't put a pot holder down, because you don't want to get the food and the condensation on the pot holder. That's going to dirty that up.
Right.
So that's not an answer. 437, inverted lid for the win. Keeps the condensation off the counter. I'm an inverter despite tile counters. So apparently I'm just normal. What's that weird thing to find out, isn't it? You know, I had so many
it
other
is
hopes.
For me, yes. Yeah, that you're normal. Normal.
Somebody says there's never dishes in my sink. It's a big pet peeve of mine. Okay, well, we couldn't be married.
yeah, neither could we, ma'am or sir.
Yeah, well, this is a condition that goes around. 437-1620. So I think we've solved it. The answer is just keep doing what you're doing. Ah, see, we don't come up with a lot of solutions on this show, but I feel like we've got one today. So in any case, the vast majority of you texting in made me feel better about my weirdness. So I'll take it. Oh, one more, two more. Handle up to walk it across the counter. Oh, what? Handle up to, I'm not sure what that means. You're far from normal, my friend. Okay, that's what I needed to hear. There you go. All right, go ahead, Candy. You got traffic on the fives? Or you wanted to say
no,
something?
No, I have nothing else to say. as we take a look around, it looks like the accident on Barrancas over Bayou Chico, again, that has been cleared this morning. Very slow on Lillian near the water, of course, as you're making your way wherever, just a little slow in that area. I think it's construction, if I'm not mistaken. And that's all I'm seeing right now. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're needing anything for home repair, any home improvement, supplies, whatever, go to Pensacola Hardware. Obviously, they've got all of that stuff. In the front of the store, they've got all kinds of housewares, like all kinds of, speaking of pots and pans and, you know, gumbo pots and grills and Yeti stuff and Yeti stuff and Yeti stuff. And no, seriously, like, there's a lot. It's amazing. So it's a great place to go to buy gifts, but also it's a great place to go just to get advice. Like, I know the place itself and the things they stock are just genuinely amazing, but the people there really know what they're doing. Like, they know this industry. They know how to help. If you want to know how to do something, they can tell you. And if you think you know how to do something, you can ask them and maybe find out that you do, or you'll get better advice. Like, that's the idea. It's a genuine place of expertise, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College? No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This is a tasty burger.
So this is pretty big news, and I can't believe it's 8:50 before I'm actually getting to it, so I apologize for that. But we had some PFAS-related news that came in over the weekend. A settlement in one set of lawsuits, that's the contamination into the groundwater that was conducted, that was created by, you know, the PFAS that's in your, like, your Teflon, and it's in your firefighting foam, and just, you know, all of these things, and now we're having to spend millions and millions of dollars to try to filter it out of your drinking water and different kinds of filters that make that happen. And the EPA just recently came out with standards for it. And, you know, kind of like this is a never-ending, long, big story, right? It's a carcinogen. And anyway, so the big companies involved in this are companies like DuPont and Corteva and Chemours and 3M. So they had this, I guess it was about a $10 or $11 billion lawsuit. And now three of the major companies, Chemours, DuPont, and Corteva, have agreed to a $1.19 billion fund. So they're paying a lot less than the lawsuit would have asked for, but they've settled. And that's going to help remove the toxic PFAS from the, you know, drinking water, basically, from public drinking water systems. But, of course, we're expecting that $1 billion is not going to really accomplish nearly the amount of extent of the damage for this. 3M, Bloomberg News reported that 3M has reached a tentative deal worth at least $10 billion with cities and towns to resolve their PFAS claims. And the concern there had been that it would run more like, you know, $100 billion, you know, or maybe 40, or we really don't know the details on that one. The liability could be even higher for 3M on this. In fact, there was one early estimate in March from Credit Sites, a financial research company, that said you could be looking at $140 billion liability for 3M. Lower is more likely, but that's one possibility. And they're going to stop manufacturing it real soon, in 2 years, because they don't know what else to use instead of it. But here's the thing, okay? $1 billion is good. $10 billion is good. It seems like a really small slice of the overall problem and the cost that it's going to be to remedy it. Here's where you understand the significance of this from these companies' point of view. Chemours, which in this is the fund slice, you know, this is the three companies that had the slice of the fund that they're creating $1 billion. Chemours had a 50% liability into that fund. So, you know, $600 million or so. Okay. Their stock went up 24% on Friday. DuPont, that had a 34% liability into that fund, their stock went up 7.7%. And Corteva went up 16%. Went up 4%. $5 billion in market share increase for those three combined on the announcement that they would be funding a $1.2 billion fund. So you follow? So investors believe that this news is great for these companies, that it's only $1.2 billion. That their market share increased $5 billion on the news, meaning they're not putting anywhere near as much as had been expected to solve the problem. Meanwhile, 3M, in the separate settlement, their market share went up 8.5%, $4 billion on the news that they were making a $10 billion at least settlement deal. So it's good that a lot of money is going to be spent. It's not going to be near enough money we would expect. And I think the big takeaway from this is, well, clearly these companies spent a lot less than they should have if their investors believe that this is a whole lot of good news for those companies and their market share went up a collective $9 billion in one day's trading on Friday. So be frustrated, I guess, or be happy that you got something. And this is the way corporations do, right? 8:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? If you live in Navarre or Navarre Beach and you were paying attention last September, there was a big fight at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. You'll recall that there was a plot of land on the Sound side that this developer wanted to turn into a high-end RV park, you know, for really nice RVers, motor coaches, you know, $500,000 motor coaches that would come onto the island and spend some money and then go away in 2 weeks and not cause problems. Well, the locals were very unhappy with this plan and wanted to keep it the blank space that it is right now. And they went and fought at the county commission, and you got a 3-2 vote to stop it. And this is back in September. And you might remember at the time that one of the guys who was, you know, considering doing the developing, Chris Ferrara, said,
"There is going to be a development one day on these properties, whether people understand that or not. So if you look at a condo development, we can put up to close to 700 units on that site. So if you do the math, you're probably talking about excess of 2,000 cars if it's fully occupied all year."
I'm just gonna give him a pass on that one because sometimes your brain gets stuck in the moment and you just can't get off of it. But occupied is not going to be found in that dictionary of yours. But okay, but the basic point is, look, we are currently zoned to build condos. We can build condos with nobody's permission. Would you rather have condos or would you rather have a high-end RV park? And what the people said at the meeting was, well, we don't want mobile homes, no RVs. And we don't want traffic, less traffic than a condo. We don't want them to be in a hurricane. You know, they're going to be flipping and flopping. They're going to leave before the hurricane gets. That's what they do. So it just all this nonsense. The real root of this was that the people who live there, Navarre Beach, I'm talking to you if you're listening, you thought, well, we can pitch a fit and we'll keep it a blank space and then we won't have to have our view interrupted. And what did I tell you at the time? What did Chris Ferrara tell you at the time? I said, you're going to win this battle and lose this war because he's going to build condos. Guess what's happening? Condos are coming. That's exactly right. They're building 3 16-story condos on Navarre Beach, 220 units apiece, 660 altogether, 87 underground parking stalls. That's way more traffic. That's way worse view. That's much more problems. And on the Gulf side, another development there for Beach Hotel that's going to have 200-room hotel and 34 condominium units. Look, you got to be realistic when you pitch a fit against something. You should have taken this deal when it was the RV park because that would have been good for you, good for the county, and good for everybody else. And that's what he wanted to do. But instead, you thought, well, we can prevent it entirely, and here's what you get. So, I'm sorry. I know it sucks, but you got to realize the realistic situation. And when you don't have to get a zoning change in order to get a condos built, that's what you're going to get. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. Sorry, we're a little late to traffic on the fives. Candy, go ahead.
Good news is we're not showing many of those slowdowns or delays. I mean, watch for your usual area congestion. Lillian, a little slow near the water as they do some road construction. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. 8:57 here. We got, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, and I know I talk a lot about Christine Leavenworth for the selling because she's great at it. I mean, selling homes at above the list sometimes, a day or two sometimes, even in this market that's much more difficult than a market, say, 2 years ago. But listen, I don't talk a lot about the buying side, but if you're thinking about buying a home, call her. You know, if you're frustrated with high rents and even if you're renting a home now or you're renting an apartment, you're like, man, we got to get into a home, call her. Here's why. She can really help you assess where the market's at, when the right time to pounce is, what the, you know, what's the right price to be looking for, and then help you get the home that you fall in love with, because she will know how the seller thinks. Therefore, she knows how to navigate within the seller's mind in order to get the right deal, the right price, all of these things. So holding your hand on that very first example of buying a home is such an important thing, and she is genuinely the expert you want helping you. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. Time now for
Future News.
Future News. All right, Candy, earlier today we were talking about, let's talk, condos on Navarre Beach, are they coming?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that just, okay. Joe Manchin has been an interesting wrinkle for the presidential contest on the Democrat side. Does he run as a Democrat? Does he run as an independent? Or does he not run?
He's going to run as a Democrat.
I think he's going to run as a Democrat, too. Can he beat Joe Biden in the primary?
Yes.
I think he's got a lot of appeal for the Democrats. If he gets into the general election, can he beat Trump, DeSantis, any of the above?
I don't know, man. I think against Trump,
I think against Trump, there's a lot to be... It's a very interesting contest.